Hi, I'm Laura Stepanek, editor of SDM Magazine. With me today is Bill Fitzhenry, Vice President of Commercial Sales for North America at Diebold Security. Thanks for joining me today, Bill.
Thanks for having me, Laura.
We're here to talk about the substantial growth in Diebold's commercial security group, including national accounts. Bill, Diebold Security announced at the ASIS show that it has gained momentum with the addition of more than 30 new national and global commercial customers in 2013. Could you talk generally about these new customers, briefly describing their businesses?
Yeah, you bet, Laura. Thanks for the question. So, Diebold has brought on so far, more than 30 new commercial logos to the Diebold portfolio. Those are customers that, we hadn't previously done business with. And they span a whole host of markets, right, from, large nationwide retailers with, very recognized brands in that retail space to, regional and nationwide restaurants within that vertical market, cutting across to, technology companies and campus-wide solutions that do much larger enterprise systems integration. The commercial marketplace and, large high-rise applications where we've done much more systems integration business. We've had new logos in the healthcare marketplace where we've provided solutions across the healthcare footprint on a nationwide basis, and in addition to, markets like the utility and the power markets as well. So there are really quite a few of the kind of vertical markets, if you will, that cut across that commercial marketplace.
Mm-hmm. That's quite a broad range. Very impressive. How would you describe the program offerings that Diebold Security is providing for its customers?
Yeah, so from a program perspective, there's really, I would call it kind of six kind of things, really key points that jump out around the program approach that Diebold brings to our customers. The first one really is comprehensive program support. That's dedicated account management. That's program planning from a technology perspective with our customers, and that's program implementation in the field and feet on the street with dedicated teams for our customers. The second really is a culture of executive commitment. I mean, Diebold has a rich history of multiple layers of touch points and relationships with our commercial customers, where we have, from the executive level all the way through the organization, bringing in customers to collaborate with our customers around their business needs, their technology, migration paths, and make sure that we have the level of sponsorship both at the customer and the company level to ensure success.
Mm-hmm.
The third one really is around engineering excellence, right? That's, we use our center of excellence that provides engineering competencies from prefabrication to formal project documentation, staging for projects, and program testing prior to installation. And so from, whether you're a retail customer or a global enterprise, we have the engineering competencies to ensure delivery success. The fourth piece really is probably service, right? It's our coast-to-coast service reach with, over 4,000 service technicians and, hundreds of parts locations. Result in us having the ability to ensure customers have, excellent response times to their service calls. And our service organization used, important metrics around first-time fix, repeat calls, and capacity planning tools to ensure that not only do we deliver right the first time, but we have continuous improvement, along the way. The fifth, I would say, is backed up is our global logistics center, right? And that's where we ensure that our, 140,000 square foot ISO 9000 certified facility ensures that we have the right parts in the right place at the right time for our customers and across that service path. And sixth would be, technology commitment. We're really committed to the development of technology tools and web-based interaction with our customers that allow them to adjust their business needs more effectively.
Okay, thanks, Bill. And what are the types of services that customers are finding valuable?
So from a services perspective, our customers, again, with our focus on multi-location customers, they're looking for one partner to be able to provide a whole host of services depending on their business needs. So as you know, Laura, from intrusion and fire alarm monitoring and all of the services and service plans that go with that on a nationwide basis to managed services around video verification, managed access services to help them, you know, meet some of the video compliance and the local jurisdiction requirements, to additional services that some of our customers are asking for around business process support, things like permit management for our customers across the nation or false alarm management processes. And the third would really be, you know, advanced customized services. And so those are really, you know, bringing web-based capabilities to help our customers share some visibility of their security operating center. It's a customized approach to maybe, you know, augmenting third shift monitoring and customized outsourcing of any processes needed to drive some of their business results. So ultimately, you know, it's a quiver of arrows, if you will, that our customers expect us to be a single source provider for any of the services that they need to drive their business.
Okay, thanks. Now, internally, Diebold Security doubled the size of its North American commercial account team. How many new hires did you make and over what time period? And how has this period of tremendous growth been going within the company? Bill, you stated that these are industry veterans. Do most come from other integrator companies? And if so, why is it important to hire people with this extensive industry experience?
Yeah, well, great question, Laura. A lot of questions in there. I'll try to answer all of those. You're exactly right. We, you know, in 2013, we doubled the size of our commercial sales organization, and that's, you know, significant undertaking, and that did result in not only those new logos, but very strong double-digit growth compared to the previous year. We, you know, intend to double the sales organization again in 2014, you know, continue to invest in that growth for our customers. In terms of the competency and the background and the experience, again, that customer set that we're focused on, right, that regional and national commercial customer, has, you know, very experienced security and loss prevention professionals, right? And those professionals expect us to come to the table with knowledge, insight, and relationships in place that really understand the technology, understand some of their business needs, and drive immediate credibility in engaging with them for that. So we really look for that kind of background that, you know, establishes a competency in our relationship early.
Okay, great. Bill, what are the 2014 goals for Diebold's commercial organization? What's on the horizon?
Yeah, I'd really say, you know, three. First, customer focus. You know, for us, it's all about, you know, continuing to focus on, you know, our customers, you know me, know my problem, understand technology, partner with me in a transparent way to help drive my business needs, whether that be in the U.S. or globally. The second is diversify markets, right? We're going to continue to grow in the financial marketplace that we're in with electronic security. We're going to continue to grow in the commercial marketplace across all of those kind of what I'll call little vertical markets that make up that commercial marketplace. And then last, you know, we're going to continue to invest in growth. That's not only investing in sales, but investing in the operational infrastructure and scalability that's required, and investing in the technology and tools to help our customers, you know, drive productivity and reduce costs.
Great. Thank you so much for your time today, Bill, and thanks for sharing that insight with what's going on at Diebold Security with SDM's audience. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.